Elsewhere in the news, more army advances in Syria. Government forces have taken back control of a strategic town in the northern province of Aleppo. This was announced by opposition sources, who also say dozens of people on both sides were killed in the battle for Khan Asher. They added that the insurgents, too, have made gains in the south of the country. Foreign-backed militants are said to have seized the village of Bakar in Dera province. Meanwhile, opposition sources also say that insurgents have called on two rival groups to stop their infighting. The Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic State in Syria and the Levant, or the ISIL, has been urged to withdraw its forces from positions they seized from the rival Northern Storm Battalion. The conflict in Syria, which is in its third year, has recently become even more complex, with militant groups turning their guns on one another, particularly in the north. Mohammed Ali is our correspondent who joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus. Mohammed Ali, tell us about the recent advances. And of course, I'm interested to find out about, I guess, a leader of the Levant was killed, if that's accurate, if you have any information on that.
Yes, Kaveh, of course, regarding the first question, Syrian army units have advanced, gaining more ground and securing the town of Khan Asher in the countryside of Aleppo, particularly in the southeastern countryside of Aleppo. This is a very important town, taking into consideration that large numbers of militants have been positioned before in that area, and taking into consideration also that it borders Aleppo's southeastern countryside, in addition to several villages surrounding this town over there. We know that operations are taking place there to secure them fully. However, Khan Asher is fully under the control of the Syrian army over there. There are also operations, Kaveh, in other parts of Aleppo countryside, particularly in the western and northern countryside. The Syrian army today killed a large number of militants who were trying to infiltrate into areas, secured areas, like Dahrat Abd Rabbo and Al Shuwayhni. Over there, those armed men were killed. Moving on to the other question, Kaveh, which is a very important development since yesterday night, actually. Yes, it is true, according to an official source in the Syrian government, who confirmed that the Syrian army also killed the leader of the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, the Levant ISIS branch in Latakia countryside, particularly in Khan al-Joz village. This is, of course, Latakia countryside is a mountainous area. It is a very difficult area to fight in. However, clashes did continue, does continue over there between the Syrian army units and the Qaeda-linked insurgents like the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Not only the leader of that ISIS there was killed, also his deputy over there, who is a Saudi, was killed. Now, this person who was killed is nicknamed Abu Ayman al-Iraqi, of course, Iraqi, referring to his perhaps nationality. He is from Iraq. And also his deputy is nicknamed Abu Hamza al-Saudi, the Saudi Abu Hamza. So you can see how many non-Syrians are still fighting the Syrian government and people across the country. Also, in other parts of Latakia countryside, where most of the clashes have been happening since last night, the Syrian army also killed about 32 armed men and injured about 14 others and destroyed their some of their machine gun equipped vehicles in Latakia countryside in several villages over there. So you can see that the Syrian army advances day by day in those areas. Of course, finally, if we have time, another armed group affiliated to the ISIS was also killed in clashes in Binnish in Idlib countryside.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I wish we had more time to discuss this, but for now, thank you. Mohammed Ali, a correspondent there, talking to us from Damascus.